I am so busy enjoying myself, I have little time to criticize. I'm so busy enjoying myself, I have little time to criticize. When we go through life being so busy and enjoying life so much that we have no time to criticize, we live in the happiest state of consciousness that we could ever desire for ourselves. We live in the happiest state of being that we could ever know for ourselves, because we are living in that awareness that all is in divine order and all is good and very good. When we can know for ourselves that all is good and very good, then we are doing everything beautifully. We are doing everything fantastically. We are doing everything gloriously. We are doing everything in the most amazing and marvelous way. When we're so busy enjoying ourselves, we have no time to criticize. We are really seeing everything beautiful in life. We are really seeing all of the magnificent things that are going on in life. Alan's nephew, or her grandson, her grandson, had a birthday yesterday, March, in Switzerland. And he sent us a few pictures of his birthday party and of him with his friends in the sporting teams. And he had such a happy face. He had such a happy countenance about himself. He is an ideal young man. He has the ideal figure. He has the ideal attitude about life. He has the ideal attitude about everything, and everything goes beautiful for him. Everything in his life is just filled with happiness because he is so busy enjoying himself that he has no time to criticize. He has only time to say to everyone, "You're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're marvelous, you're joyous, you're really outstanding." And when he says that to people, what is he saying to them? He's saying, "I am wonderful, I am fantastic, I am marvelous." Remember, whenever we look at anything in the world and we find that it is beautiful and good, that's a reflection of us. When we look at something in the world and we find it's not so beautiful, not so good, that too is a reflection of us. So we want to make sure that our reflection is always as beautiful, as fantastic, as glorious, as marvelous as we really are and as we really want to be. Because we look at everything in the world, and if we find fault with it, then that's something that's going on within ourselves. And we are too busy having fun, enjoying life, to find fault with anything, anywhere. We're too busy enjoying everything and knowing how beautiful it is to find fault with anything, anywhere. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work, and it won't work. And it never will work because it's not what we are. I'm so busy enjoying myself, I have no time to criticize. Can you say that about yourself every moment of your life? Can you say that you're too busy enjoying yourself and you have no time to criticize at all? Can you say that? Well, that's the truth. That's the truth. If you are too busy enjoying yourself, if you're too busy finding peace and love and harmony and goodness everywhere, if you're too busy finding all that's wonderful. I think about my dog sometimes. She runs out into the bushes and she runs out into the cactus and she comes back with cactus thorns in her, and I look at her, I sit her down right away and I pull out the cactus thorns. And I pull them out everywhere, out of her body, out of her feet, out of her nose. And she just stands there and says, "I like that you're doing that. I shouldn't have got in those cactus in the first place, but when I did, you just pull them all out." Well, I'm enjoying myself pulling them out. And I pull them out. And I don't think they hurt. I think they're just wonderful that they come out. And I take my fingernails and I just pull them out. I enjoy everything in life. I'm enjoying myself. And Ruby's enjoying herself, being very patient, waiting while I pull out all those cactus and so she can go back and get some more cactus and needles into her. But that's what she does. That's what she does. She goes out and gets more cactus thorns into her, and she just is having the time of her life. Do you have the time of your life? Do you enjoy everything that you do? Are you fantastic in every way that you are? Are you a delight for yourself and everything that you do? If you are, then you're doing everything right. You're so busy enjoying yourself, you don't have time to criticize. I don't criticize Ruby for getting the cactus thorns into her. I don't criticize her for being careless and walking among those bushes, because that's what she loves to do. She loves to go out and run around. She loves to go out and play on the 100 acres here at the University of Healing. She loves to do those things, and she's having such a good time. I would be the last one to want to deny her that good time. But what I do is I surround her with my pure white light of love. And every time I remember to surround her with my pure white light of love, as she goes dashing off into the bushes, she comes back without a cactus thorn on her. She goes out into the brush when I say, Ruby, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order. And when I do that, she is filled with peace. She's filled with goodness. She is so happy. And then I just think my thought and I say, Ruby, and under my breath, come walk with me now. I love you. And that instant, she is in my vision. I see her to my left or to my right or to the forward. I see her right around me because she is coming with me. She is making herself aware to me so that I am alert as to where she is. That's what I do. I'm so busy enjoying myself. I'm so busy being happy. I'm so busy fulfilling myself in every way in my life that everything goes on just gloriously and beautifully. But this is the way life is, isn't it? This is the way the world is. This is the way everything is. It's just so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic, so marvelous. It's just filled with the peace that I am, filled with the joy that I am, filled with the love that I am. I'm so busy enjoying myself, I have no time to criticize others. I don't criticize anything in my world. I don't criticize any person. Sometimes I will say to somebody, hey, let's try it this way. And I give them a beautiful way to do it. Or I go out and do it in a beautiful way. I go out and try it in a more marvelous way. I go out and express myself in a more dynamic and forceful, beautiful, loving way. It's up to me what I want out of my life. It's up to me what I expect to get out of my life. It's up to me to be so busy enjoying myself that I have no time to see any faults in myself or in anyone else, to see no faults in anything in the world, because everything in the world is beautiful. Everything in the world is marvelous. Everything in the world is joyous. Everything in the world is fantastic, because that's just how I am. And that's the only way that I am. It's the only way that I will ever be. It's the only way that I'll ever know, because that's who I am. Is that who you are? Is that the way you are? Is that how you are? Is that how you live yourself? Is that what you call beautiful and marvelous for yourself? If it is, then that's what you're experiencing. I am so busy enjoying myself. I have no time to criticize. I sit down and eat a good meal. I enjoy it thoroughly. I do not gorge myself. I sit down at the table and talk to whoever is there and share a beautiful conversation. I'm so busy enjoying myself, I would not know how to do it any other way. And as I walk around my home, as I walk around my room, I have the library as my room. And in the library, I have my bed, and I have my desk, and I have my chairs, and I have everything. And I have a doggy door. And Ruby goes in and out the doggy door, reminding me how she loves the freedom to go out in the backyard and to walk around her house and her property. Yes, I'm so busy enjoying it that it is exactly what I love and want to be at all times. and I have no time to criticize anything. Do this with your life and see how you can create it and you can make it exactly the way you want it to be at all times. I love you. I love you. I love you.